The Good News Hour greets you once again. Your speaker is John Horn of Anderson, Kansas, and we're going to consider very briefly now the second of the 11 parables as found in the Gospel by St. Luke. And I'm going to ask you to turn, please, to the 10th chapter of St. Luke. And we must point out, first of all, what occasioned this parable. You see, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ always took advantage of conditions, and he turned conversation, or those that contacted him and had burdens upon their hearts, he turned their thoughts into the right and proper channel. And so he does not fail in this case. Here comes a young man, and I shall point the story out in part. It says in verse 25, "Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Now, one would think naturally that is a very important question. And already you might think that his thoughts are in the right and proper channel. No, he had wrong thoughts as to God, and certainly wrong thoughts as to himself. First of all, he had the false notion that eternal life is a something that could be obtained. In other words, a something that he could earn, a something that he could make his own on the basis of human merit or on the basis of works or law-keeping. And, you know, after all, that is the force of what the law really does set forth. In other words, it brings before us, first of all, a man, the full measure of man's responsibility to God, and then second, the full measure of man's responsibility to man. So he says, "What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Now, he little realized his own condition. He did not fully understand the holiness of God. And so, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ meets him on the very ground of that he approached the Savior, and he says to him, "What is written in the law? How readest thou?" And by the way, I would like to remind you that this young man who was a lawyer was not a lawyer in the sense that we think of one today, one who may defend a person who has broken the law or defend the laws of our land. But on the other hand, a lawyer here was one who was familiar with, one who was acquainted with the law of God, and apparently he was, for the Lord Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law?" And then, "How readest thou?" And then we get his answer. He answering said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." Now, let me remind you that we have in the content of that little verse the full measure of God's holy moral law. And this young man seemed to know it, at least he knew the letter of the law. And we get the answer now of the Lord Jesus to him. "And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live." But you see, he was unable to meet the claims of that holy and righteous law. Little did he know it, little did he realize it. But however, the Lord Jesus simply says to him, "Very well, now this do, and thou shalt live." You come up to the perfect standard, in other words, of perfect love to God, love thy neighbor as thyself, and then, of course, he would be fitted for the glory land. However, the Word of God tells us there's not a just man that doeth good and sinneth not. And the Word of God tells us all of sin and come short of the glory of God. And then he said on another occasion, "I have given you the law, and none of you keepeth it." Now, I want you to see something at the end of the story. And it says here, "But he willing to justify himself said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor?" Oh, how like man this is after all. So willing to justify oneself. Now, shall I remind you that no one ever gets saved until that soul is prepared to justify God. And you know, what it really means by justifying God is to take sides against yourself and to take sides with the God of heaven. And no one can ever really and truly be reached by the grace and the salvation of God who is not prepared to do so or who has not done so. Now, in our next broadcast, In the Will of the Lord, We're going to proceed with the parable, and we're going to see how our blessed Lord Jesus Christ describes the case of this young man and, of course, your case and the case of the speaker too, as that is to say, as we are in nature, as we are as a result of our natural birth, without Christ, without salvation. May the Lord today turn your heart to His blessed Son. Receive Him as your personal Savior, and salvation is yours.